The cattle market is the bright spot in ag commodities right now, and South Dakota producers looking for a positive return on investment in their crop fields might consider planting annual forages for grazing. Justin Frichte with Milborne explains, various species of annual forages are available for grazing throughout the season, beginning with winter annuals like fall-planted cereal rye or winter triticale.
So we can hit that usually in the month of May, we can be on that winter annual. But we can be planting something end of March, 1st of April, things like Italian ryegrass and forage oats and peas and hybrid brassicas that regrow. That type of a blend will be ready to graze in June.
The cool season mixes lack heat and drought tolerance, so another planting of warm season annuals might be added to adjacent crop acres. Seeded to forages like pearl millet, sorghum Sudan grass, and hybrid brassicas, which thrive in mid to late summer.
You can work back onto that warm season mix and then come back to the cool season mix, and that can really kind of set up that whole system to provide good, consistent growth through the year.
Managing grazing of annual forages must heed rules for regrowth, leaving enough green stubble or residue to photosynthesize.
Give it 25, 30 days of rest before you come back to that paddock, and hopefully we can get through that same paddock two or three times within a season.
Considerations for planting annual forages include herbicide history, especially fall-applied residuals. But Frichte states herbicides applied in season 2025 are not likely to hinder seed emergence. However, always check label restrictions. Frichte encourages growers looking for additional grazing opportunities this season to consider planting annual forages. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.